Let's look at the ruling made by the East African Court of Justice last year. Presided by Justice Monica Mugenyi, the court ruled that President Salva Kiir violated the transitional constitution of the Republic of South Sudan and the East African Community Treaty when he dismissed 13 judges and justices in 2017. The court went on to award cost to the complainant to be paid by the government of South Sudan and reinstate the justices and judges without any condition. To date, this has not happened. As the judge for the court, what does this mean?
I don't know. I should not intervene with the, because I don't know that judgment, because as I said, I came in on February this year. But if that is the judgment, I'm not sure, because I have not read that judgment. But I think respecting the judgment of the court, the partners I have been respecting. But because I have not read that judgment, I cannot come in. I cannot intervene on that one.
Justice, share with us, how long will it take a case to be heard before the East African Court of Justice?
Normally because of COVID, but even if it is because of COVID, the judgment normally are heard in within a short time. But sometimes it may not depend on the court itself. It may also depend on the, because now the court, the judges of the court are not permanent. They are coming on ad hoc. It is why we have been requesting that the judges of the East African Court of Justice be permanent, so that their cases can be heard in expeditiously.
Justice, since the court received its first case in December 2005 and issued a ruling in October 2006, how many cases has the court had, and among those, how many are from South Sudan in particular?
Yeah, the court has heard a number of cases. And as I say now, the First Instance Division, they have more than 100 cases, pending cases. But now the court is busy. Many cases are there. And we are trying our best to hear the cases, to decide all those cases expeditiously. But as I said, the major problem we have is that the judges are not permanent. But as now we are making these cuts calls to the president, to the member of the summit, to the president, we are sure that at least our voice will be heard in order to make the judges permanent. Otherwise, the cases from South Sudan, they are being also heard as the cases from other partners. And also, we are seeing that some South Sudanese coming to the court. For us, we are not campaigning for the people to come to court. But if the people think that their matters can be heard in East Africa Court of Justice, the treaty provides that those people can come to the court without exhausting local remedies. And it is why we came with the registrar of the court. And now in the near future, we are establishing a stable registry in Juba. Because all the other partners, we have established the sub-registries in order to make the court near the people of East Africa. So now, very soon, the court will be establishing a sub-registry in Juba in order to make the people of South Sudan, who think their rights have been violated, they have been in violation of the treaty, to access the court very easily. So we are not campaigning for the people to come to court, but we are saying that any people, any person who think that the treaty have been violated, that he can be accessed to the court without hindrance.
Justice Kaibera, what is your advice to South Sudanese who feels there is a violation of the rule of law and want to seek legal redress but fear they can't afford the cost related to filing a case at the East African Court of Justice?
No, there's no financial attachment. Now we have new rules of the court. We have been having the rules of 2013, we have been recently amended. Now we have the new rules of 2019. Accessing to the court, it is free. Which means, because now the treaty provides that the community is a people-centered community. So now people can access the court without paying any coin. And this is also in order to give the people of East Africa the rights of accessing the court without hindrance. Now the people of East Africa, for example, any partner says, we have the sub-registry is there, they can go and file. Now we are even introducing the e-filing. Even to me that to file the case, You are not supposed to even supposed to go in Arusha. You can file even your case on email on using the IT. It is why now we are planning to come in South Sudan in order to equip with the people of South Sudan with the knowledge of the court, the rules of the court. But accessing the court does not require money. You can access the court without paying any money.
If you look at the member state of the East African community, most of them have a sub-registry established in those countries. Why is it taking long for the court to establish a sub-registry in the country?
It is the decision of the council that in every country, that the registry of the court be provided for a sub-registry within the partner state. So it has been taken, it took a long time to get the sub-registry here, but I think it is an internal matter. We think now, very soon, I think we will be providing the sub-registry very soon. So there's no very, very big problem of establishing that one, which means that very soon there will be the sub-registry of the court in order to allow the South Sudanese who think they have been violating the treaty to access the court without any hindrance.